The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, December 4th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, friends, we are, and we've made it to Michigan. We're broadcasting live out of Michigan, and we just wanted to tell all the Michiganites and the Afghanites... Right?
Some of them here, too.
Yeah, there's a whole mess of those guys right over by Detroit there.
Middle East.
We just want to let everybody know that we're here and we're home, and you are not if you're over in the Afghanites. So in saying that, boy, was that discrimination.
But you are welcome to make this your home. So
amen.
You abide by those laws.
The same ones that we have to abide by. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that is sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, that's double E. And if you'd like to check out my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1. Again, friends, the phones are inaccessible. No phones until Monday. Aside of that, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because...
it's a terrible place to be.
Stop. We forgot to tell everybody we did a prison on Sunday. Was it Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday.
That's right. We did a youth prison, and you sure?
Yes, the youth prison. It was an awesome opportunity.
We did that one in the state of Minnesota.
That's right.
Yep.
And it was an awesome opportunity, again, to reach out to the next generation. Now, we've been through high schools. Many of you know our history, how we started doing public high school assemblies and sharing this message to kids in schools. Going to this prison was no different at all, except for maybe these kids had a little bit more knowledge that, hey, you know what? If I do break the law, there really is a penalty for it.
Yes, and so they went from knowledge to wisdom.
That's right, yeah. And they were very attentive to
the
hear.
The fire burns.
Very attentive,
yes,
to hear. You know, and also, too, something that we took note of is in the public school systems, you have the watchdogs and those folks that like to kind of make sure that the children are getting the proper education, mm-hmm, and that none of this right-wing, radical Christian worldview comes through the doors.
As if to say it's their country and not ours.
That's right. And they're in charge of it. Kind of like the TSA. They're in charge of keeping us safe at the airports.
They're not right.
And they had
Yes.
It's coming to the right place. And that was what we knew.
They're not protecting the kids. They're protecting themselves. Right. It was the NEA that said that they were proselytizers of a new faith.
Ooh, and what might that faith be?
John Dumphy. What's that?
We saw the fruit.
Well, we see that, yeah.
We saw a lack of faith, yes. We saw the fruit of that new faith, because why in the world we have to go to a juvenile prison and talk to over 20-some kids? And there was many more there in different segments and different areas of this thing.
Yeah.
But there's 20 of them there. And so when we come in and we magnify the laws of our land that produce liberty and promote liberty, that protect people that are innocent, the same type of social watchdogs were there watching the kids in jail, too.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think you're being a little too hard on the kids?
Got a question for you. So a lot of these kids, God bless every one of them, are in for sexual crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we begin to show them and expose sexual deviancy,
that's right,
some of these watchdogs just didn't like that. So what you have is lawbreakers in jail being watched by the same ones that advocated the deviancy that caused them to end up in jail in the first place.
That's right. And
how does that work?
And there was only one confused demographic in jail, and that was the kids. Because the watchdogs know what they're doing.
You know what
and
you do.
And they teach now. These kids end up in jail, and they're like, well, gosh, you know, I thought I learned in school that, you know, I didn't. You mean there's actually boundaries of sin? So I guess I can only do so much sin because they teach that sin's okay.
It's almost like, Jake, they get into jail for breaking the law and they're penitent. Mm-hmm. They're sorry for what they did against those laws, natural laws, which God gave. And then when they're sorry, you got these couple watchdogs there that are saying, no, you don't have to be
don't
sorry.
Feel bad.
We know you're in here because you broke the laws, and we know that you're in here because of the same mentality that I believe in and that I'm a part of, you know, that it's okay to go ahead and do what you want without consequence. And, you know, guys, you're just in here because you're enough to feed off the taxpayer finances to keep the bureaucracy going. Really, that's what it comes down to, friends. I kid you negative.
That is what it comes down to.
Yes.
I've got a good job because of you.
Mm-hmm.
So they would rather have jails and systems like this where kids were in, because then they got somebody to babysit and watch. Just like the TSA likes the threat of terror because it keeps their job open.
Sure.
They don't want to see things turned around. Then we'd say bye-bye to the
TSA. It's like the DARE officer. He's got a job, man. You dare to keep your kids off drugs. I dare you. You dare to provoke them to try. You know, you have the cop teaching the kids not to say no, instead of the cop magnifying the law against the crime. They challenge the kid. They provoke the kid not to use drugs. And Hollywood the whole time through is teaching the kids what drugs are, what they look like. And here comes the cop to do the same thing right along with them. What's the problem with society, friends? Let's get back to the Word of God. It's that simple. It's right and it's wrong. There's no gray. Let's go on. That's liberty.
And wasn't that the fruit of being at the prison?
Kids were awesome.
Right back to the Word of God. The kids understanding. They were quickened. They were locked in. I had the chance to observe from all different angles. These kids were locked in, listening to every word.
They were great kids.
And they were receiving because they were sponges. They were ready to hear. And this is what you have in public schools and there.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are looking, saying,
well,
wow, this is an absolute.
You got to keep in mind, though, Jake, that prison system was actually the fruit of the society's acceptance of public schools.
You got it.
This is what it's breeding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, and what they teach. So, again, you see the education system promote this. But I want to say this, folks. The kids are not too far gone, because the second light came, they responded, they listened.
Mm-hmm.
And they were locked in. And these kids are great kids. And, folks, we are actually in the midst right now of touring through the state of Michigan. So we're doing events nonstop, but it was very refreshing.
It was.
Last night was a great tea party as well. We joined the folks in Plainwell.
In Michigan.
That's
right. Yeah.
And we had some great leaders there as well that are taking things heads on. They're not talking about it. They're doing.
We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this. Because if we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Well, where's the drums? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. There they are. Ah, there we go. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, let's jump into it. Supreme Court looking at taking up gay marriage. Now, I want everybody to sit down because what I'm about to share with you is, well, it's probably a good place that you're sitting down and not standing up. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday put off deciding whether to enter the legal fray over same-sex marriage. Friends, Jake, anytime you want to add to this, this whole charade of WWE. I mean, it's like immigration, and let's put Sotomayor in there before we begin to talk about immigration. And let's, for example, like put Alina Kagan in there.
For all the straight people.
Right before we begin to bring up the topic of homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. So, today what I'm going to do, I'm going to dedicate the time to Alina Kagan because the homosexuals, the radicals, they need more attention. So I decided I want to give them a little more attention today. Listen to this. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday put off deciding whether to enter the legal fray over same-sex marriage. Homosexuality is illegal. Not homosexual marriage in the topic of debating whether it's legal or illegal. Mm-hmm. No, homosexuality is illegal. Okay?
Crime against nature,
Thank
I believe.
You. Yes, yes, it is. At least until Friday when it could agree to hear one of several pending appeals on the issues. Isn't it interesting how the Supreme Court have put themselves in such a position that they pick and choose as to what they'll listen to and what they won't listen to? Now, I understand the voice of the people is completely being squelched. I get that, say at the Supreme Court. And they pick up social issues. Because what they want to do is they want to put that in front of the American people to get them to debate on the topic, whether it be good or bad.
That's right.
When, in fact, it's illegal. In an orders list issued early on Monday, the court made no mention of any of the same-sex marriage cases, homosexual marriage, Instead, it relisted those cases for further consideration at its weekly conference this Friday. The justices sometimes hold especially complex cases for a future conference if they want more time to consider a course of action. 31 of the 50 states have passed constitutional amendments banning gay homosexual marriage, while Washington, D.C. and 9 other states have legalized it, 3 of them in November's elections. But hang on with me, though. This is another train of thought. Listen to what they said. And 9 states have legalized it. How did they do that? Folks, they've never done it. It's under the guise of law, under the color of law, looks like law, smells like law. But, friends, it's not law. Just read the Constitution. At an issue is the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. See, they've been etching away at this for a long time, friends. DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act.
That's why it was put there, by the way.
That's right. Well, we just go back to what Mr. Roosevelt said. There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned.
Yes.
You're exactly right. I go on. Marriage between a man and a woman, gay men and lesbians have challenged a part of the law that prevents them from receiving federal benefits that heterosexual couples receive.
Oh.
Even in states where same-sex marriage is legal, the couples do not qualify for a host of federal benefits because of DOMA. So there's another obstacle. Mm-hmm. The law is the obstacle, then another law is the obstacle, and then another law is the obstacle, because you have to understand you're dealing with people that are at war with God.
Yep.
I go on. The court also is considering whether to reveal a challenge or to review a challenge to California's ban on homosexual marriage. Wait a second. Why did they have to review it when 7 million people in that state, if you want to hear the voice of California, they already voiced their opinion.
Yep.
They already voiced their agreement with God's law. They already voiced their agreement with the Republican form of government that's been given unto us. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. But just don't pay attention to that, friends. They've already agreed to it. So why does it got to keep going back into the courts? Because, friends, that's where they want it.
Mm-hmm.
They want it in the courts. They want a Judge Vaughn Walker, a homosexual federal judge, to usurp his position and to vote in favor against the voice of the people in California. These people will not listen to the voice of law because, again, they're at war with God. End of story. The court also is considering whether to review a challenge to California's ban on same-sex marriage. And by the way, that was the voice of the black people in majority in California. Isn't that interesting? Well, who contrived this lie that, man, the blacks are for it? No, not at all. The blacks are standing against it, friends. The California case, Hollingsworth versus Perry, had sought marriage equality for gays and lesbians under the U.S. Constitution. That's not possible.
Where is that going to be found? The same place Obamacare is found.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See, just ignore Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, and you'll find that Obamacare is completely illegal within itself.
Hey, where does this start? Federal benefits. Well, if I'm married to a man, I can't have federal benefits. Why in the world do we have federal benefits in the first place?
That's right.
Because now then we debate, oh, well, you're discriminating against certain people. Well, wait a second. Why is the federal government even giving benefits?
Mm-hmm.
Once they give a benefit, then they can dictate how that benefit comes, right?
That's right.
Isn't that how the states drink the Kool-Aid? They get federal dollars, which are just all the 50 states reshuffled around and given. So the states don't want to talk against the federal government. Each state has the ability to deal with this issue. This is not a federal issue, period. It's just not. But like you said, if they can just get it up for debate,
that's it.
That shows that someday maybe we can change this.
Let's get these idiots that don't know the Constitution, get them talking about unconstitutional things, and then we win. Let me go to the states who say they have passed homosexual marriage. New York, a lawsuit after same-sex marriage passed unlawfully. Oh, I hate facts, man. They just tear down these lies continuously. And a month after Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Marriage Equality Act, MEA, in June 2011, New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms filed a lawsuit against the state in an effort to keep an eye on an out-of-control political process that was willing to pass a bill regardless of how many laws and rules it violates, according to court documents. NYCF said the bill was passed because 4 Republicans agreed to support it after promise of large campaign donations from homosexual activist groups, as well as a suspension of normal voting procedures to prevent senators who opposed the bill from speaking out against it. The New York State Court of Appeals on Tuesday refused to hear the case. They are now in court. But you're told that, oh, all the people voted it in. No,
yeah.
They did
the
it illegally, friend.
This.
It's like everything else they try to promulgate.
The people want it.
Iowa ousts three judges. You go, Iowa.
Right.
After the court bypassed the people of Iowa and passed homosexual marriage, the people of Iowa in the 2010 elections ousted three of the Iowa Supreme Court judges who I feel like the guy on Scrooge.
That's a lot of uns.
And that's the sugar speaking right now. Unlawfully implemented same-sex marriage. Bob Vanderplatz, lead spokesman for the Pro Removal Iowa for Freedom campaign,
yep,
hailed the outcome as a victory against a court that overstepped its bounds.
That's
friends,
right.
How do you win the day? Remove the judges just like they did in Iowa and stay the course. Let's go to Massachusetts. Passes through judicial system. On May 17th, 2004, the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts ruled that it was unconstitutional under the Massachusetts Constitution to allow heterosexual couples to marry only. Immediately after the Supreme Judicial Court's ruling, efforts began to overturn this decision by amending the state constitution. I go on to another state that they said passed homosexual marriage. Washington, D.C. sued after passing homosexual marriage. Same-sex marriage, homosexual marriage in the District of Columbia was legalized. No, it was not. It never has been, just like abortion, friends. On December 18th, 2009, when Mayor Adrian Fenty signed a bill passed by the Council of the District of Columbia on December 15th, 2009. Bishop Harry Jackson Jr. sued the district after the D.C. Board of Elections and Ethics refused to approve a ballot. Need I say any more?
That was just to let the people vote.
I thought these were the states that passed it, man.
That's right. That was just,
wow.
That was just, you know, do you have to pay truth to remain truth? I mean, does truth go around saying, hey, I'll pay you to leave me being the truth? Truth never has to, but why is it that you hear about, oh, Republicans were promised big money from GLBT lobby.
Yeah,
the city council of D.C.
And rest assured they were homosexuals.
Yeah, the city council of D.C. was not willing to let the people of D.C. vote for this amendment because why would the people want to vote on a law that would directly affect them? Oh, because the courts and the government are now putting themselves above the people.
Well,
it's the only explanation.
And everybody in this country can see that.
You got it right.
So what do we deal with? We deal with the judges one by one,
right,
and those that are there to represent the people.
And there needs to be penalties. How do we deal with criminals to keep peace in society? Strict penalties. The stricter the penalty, the more freedom that you have. Same thing with government people.
When I come back, I'm going to highlight Mrs. Alina Kagan, who just for some reason was appointed to the Supreme Court. And you know what's interesting?
She's so
folks?
Qualified.
She never, ever, one time judged any case anywhere. Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Tell the truth and shame the devil. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I wanted to highlight the radical homosexuals for everybody to understand what's going on in their country because they needed a little attention again. And just in time, Alina Kagan is appointed to the Supreme Court. She's never judged a case a day in her life. But I wanted to give you guys kind of a background on Alina Kagan so you guys can understand who she is. Kagan is responsible for queerifying Harvard. Kagan's doings at Harvard are these. Kagan's accelerated and legitimized the GLBT rights concept and law studies at Harvard Law School and in the larger university community. Kagan recruited former ACLU lawyer and former ACT UP member William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory. How do you figure, friends?
ACLU?
Yeah. Rubenstein described one of his courses as the taking up of newer identities, bisexuality, transgender, blank, he said, as well as involving polygamy, sadomasochism, the sexuality of minors. Now, where do I get off? Where do I get off? Bradley Dean, where do you get off talking about homosexuality in kids? I don't know. I mean, can we all say Jerry Sandusky?
Oh, but come on. He was married. He wasn't gay.
No, I understand that. Geez. And what about Elmo? Now a third accuser is coming forth. A third man has come forward alleging sexual molestation accusation against the man who was the voice of Elmo for years. The man, 28, claims that Kevin Clash had sex with him when he was still a minor. In court papers filed in the federal court in Manhattan, the man accused Clash, 52, of getting him drunk and molesting him when he was only 16 years old. This sounds like Aaron Biber, that high-profile attorney in Minnesota that was just sentenced to 18 years in prison. Just hang on a second. I mean, where is the correlation, Bradley Dean?
Come on, you're making a long jump.
William Jacobson, a captain of the police, Park Police in Minnesota, had over 40,000 visuals of child porn on his computers.
Yep.
He's in prison now for 18 years. And then you go to the Larry Brinken, you know, the icon for homosexuals,
right,
man. The guy was just busted downloading child pornography, friends. Making comments about a 1 to 3 year old little black girl getting, that little bee is getting hers. What's wrong with you,
healthy
Brad?
Thinking.
How are you making this correlation, man?
It's like you put all sexual deviant people into one category. Like they're all sexually deviant.
30,000 kids were violated in L.A. alone, reported the captain of the police. Or was it the chief police? I believe it was the chief of police there. And for some reason, Larry Brinken is still not charged, friends. He's hiding out under the cover of his buddies in the police department in San Francisco.
Do you think maybe they're...
We're going to have to keep that out in the light so people can understand what's really going on here. I'm back to Elmo. In the court documents, the man is listed as John Doe. He stated he met Clash in a gay chat line and insists that he specifically stated his intention on the chat line was non-sexual. The young man alleges, of course, in his court documents that he traveled to New York to visit him at 16 years old. It was a Clash at Apartments in Manhattan that he first had sex with Sesame Street employee. He further claims that when he turned 18, he moved to New York City and continued to have sexual relationship with Kevin Clash. The man's attorney alleges that the voice of Elmo was in secret preying on teenage boys to satisfy his depraved sexual interests.
Deviancy.
Yeah, should we talk about Kinsey, the homosexual icon?
Sounds really similar.
I think we need to. Folks, the homosexual radicals, they praise Kinsey, for those that didn't know. Alfred Kinsey was a zoology professor at Indiana University who became interested in students' sexual problems. This soon became an obsession that culminated with his biased and highly flawed sex research, which acted as a cover for his personal sexual deviancies and his hatred for Christian morality. Why do you say, Bradley, homosexuals are at war with God? I don't know.
Oh, Christians just suppressing these poor gays.
Totally. Kinsey was a bisexual sadomasochist whose own behaviors included bizarre sexual abuse. Kinsey was also heavily involved in making pornography in the attic of his home illegally. He forced his wife, his staff, and their wives to appear as performers in his illegal pornographic films. In 1948, he published Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, followed by Sexual Behavior in the Human Female in 1953. Well, he's right. He was a zoologist.
Yes.
He was a stinking...
He liked studying the habits
of animals.
Animals.
Yes, these two books, known as the Kinsey Report, sent shockwaves through our society and overturned the traditional sexual order in our culture for those that allowed it.
That's right.
Rather than surveying a cross-section of the population, Kinsey's male sampling was heavily involved with sex offenders, prostitutes, homosexuals, pimps, pedophiles, prison inmates, and exhibitionists. He used this information to explain the behavior of men in America. The mirror that Kinsey held up to the American people showed a country whose men were so sexually promiscuous that 95% of them could be accused of sex crimes. Really?
So a criminal trying to criminalize everybody else to be just like him?
That's totalitarianism, my friend, and we talk about that quite a bit.
Yes.
And don't they act like the oppressors? Indeed they do. Kinsey concluded that since these behaviors were commonplace, they should be redefined as
normal.
Thank you.
It's
there
normal.
We have it. There we have it.
A zoologist.
They're emulating the zoologist.
Right.
I go on. Perhaps the most abhorrent example of Kinsey's research was his use of pedophiles to sexually abuse hundreds of children, including infants as young as 2 months, in order to claim that humans are sexual from birth and capable of sexual interaction as young children. This sexual torture occurred for up to 24 hours at a time by what Kinsey called his trained observers, stopwatch in hand, to measure the results. Kinsey, the homosexual icon, stated, quote, unquote, in his own book, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, Kinsey records on pages 160 and 161 the tortured responses of the children, violent convulsions, excruciating pain, groaning, sobbing, or more violent cries, sometimes with an abundance of tears, especially among younger children, extreme trembling, collapse. Kinsey concluded they derived definite pleasure from that situation. Why would I make the correlation? And what I'm calling the show today is just in time. Let's go back to Alina Kagan, shall we? Oh, did we need to go over to the mayors that are the anti-gunners? We talked about that last week. But just this week, friends, Casper, Wyoming, a former Casper mayor facing felony child pornography charges will have his case moved. Authorities say they traced multiple files of suspected child pornography to Clapp's home computer in South Casper. Those files were linked to an external hard drive where investigators say they discovered more than 100 movie files with names that appeared to be related to child pornography. The Casper Star and Tribune, good for you guys, has reported that according to his lawyers.com profile, Clapp served one two-year term in the Wyoming House of Representatives in the late 1970s and was mayor of Casper in 1988. Someone apparently didn't deal with him when they should have.
That's right. When and as a result, the floodgates get open, and the criminals realize, hey, they're not going to do anything about this.
Just in time, talking about homosexual marriage, let's keep it in perspective, shall we?
Let's keep it out there.
Back to Kagan. A Supreme Court justice? Never judged a case a day in her life? Responsible for queerifying Harvard? Kagan promoted the facilitated the transgender legal agenda during her tenure at Harvard. In 2007, HLS offered a transgender law course by out lesbian professor Janet Haley and Dean Spain, a transsexual activist attorney. How does law work for such? It doesn't. It works against. Haley's extremism and contempt for natural gender boundaries is illustrated by her calling herself a gay man. Kagan also brought in Cass Sunstein. He's the guy that believes that animals should have lawyers to litigate against the people. Currently, Obama's regulatory czar, who's been removed, who has written in support of polygamy and other free-for-all marriage relationships. Kagan engaged in ongoing radical advocacy opposing Don't Ask, Don't Tell and demanding an end to the ban on homosexuals serving in the military. Her highly partisan actions are unbecoming of a judge, especially one who would be called upon to adjudicate such weighty and decisive matters. Now, she's also the one that was popped, if I'm right, Jake, on basically, well, how do I say this, actually knowing before it came to pass her vote on Obamacare, yes. And she was called out for it because of the transaction of emails going back and forth talking about how she was advocating Obamacare, but then again, she didn't recuse herself, but why would she?
That's right. So here you have a president who is an activist, and then you have him surround himself in his cabinet with activists, and then you have a Supreme Court judge as an activist.
She's no judge. She has no position. Even after Kagan and Harvard lost their legal campaign to ban military recruiters and Harvard Law School was forced to let them back on campus, she listen carefully. This is Alina Kagan, who sits on the Supreme Court justice as a justice. She encouraged ongoing student protests against them deputizing the radical Lambda group to come up with ideas of how to harass the recruiters legally. I hope everybody's with me on this. This is a Supreme Court justice, friends. And guess what's coming up on the docket? Supreme Court looking at homosexual marriage?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. I'm not lying, man. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. But who cares? I mean, they're not, like, hurting anybody, right?
Yeah, it's not about the kids.
Yes.
Come on, just quit having their way.
Quit being a bully.
You're discriminating.
No more being a bully.
Why does the Bible discriminate?
Yeah.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Talking about Supreme Court looking at the homosexual marriage issue. And for some reason, just like I said at the beginning of the hour, it's like Sotomayor being planted there right before the topic of immigration comes up.
Coincidence?
I think so. Let me go on. I'm playing stupid, of course. Because if I get on a serious note, I really get bothered by what America tolerates in our country. I'm really bothered by it on a daily basis. And I'm constantly going back and forth, and I'm feeding my Facebook, and I'm feeding my Facebook. And I share this quite a bit with you, my friends, but it's disheartening if you let it in that the American people talk defeatism when you still have your God-given rights to deal with the issues. And for some reason, most people think someone else is going to take care of the problem, and it's not going to work that way. America needs to come together now, and we need to put our feet to our prayers. We don't need to sit back and say God is still on the throne. Oh, if it's his will, it's going to be his will. It's his will that we keep his commandments and do his will. Not to forsake duty, not to be derelict in duty, and then blame God when bad things happen, which people do all day long. Why would the Lord allow such bad things to happen? I look back at the American people and I say, why would the American people blame God for not obeying, first and foremost him who gave the commandments, and then have the audacity to turn and accuse him who commanded you to prevent the bad things that you accuse God of.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where we're at today.
Yep.
And we're out here, all friends, we are being spent on the behalf of the American people because we love the people in truth. And folks, the stuff that's going on in governments is just so over the top. We were just told today, Jake.
Yeah.
In Detroit.
Yep.
Go ahead.
The city council, and it could be this current one, but the city council at one time had all felons serving on the city council. In other words, implying, well, if you don't have a felony, how could you ever understand the people of Detroit? Like, in order to run, you have to have a felony.
Yeah.
Now, as far as I know,
well,
I can understand.
Jake, that's like saying that the cop, he has to be a felon.
He's got to be a drug dealer
before he can enforce that law.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, how in the world would he understand what it's like?
He probably doesn't. There's a disconnect there.
You know, at one time we used to have whoever would serve as president, they'd be the commander-in-chief. They'd have to be a veteran, have some type of military service. And why is that? Because you're leading the army. So in the city council, you've got to understand what it's like to become a felon. How many mayors have we talked about just in the past 2 weeks that are criminals? But yet they're trying to what? Uphold? What do they take an oath to do? To secure your rights? How do they do that? Through upholding the laws.
Isn't that what Thomas Jefferson said? The purpose of government is to ensure the rights? Not to overthrow them.
Now you're talking about the Declaration of Independence again. Like it has any relevance in today's society. Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. It has all the relevance. What is your foundation for serving in a public office? Well, the laws, the people, right? The Constitution first. You swear an oath to uphold that. Then you have a state constitution. Then maybe you have codes and ethics and values that your community wants you to serve. That's what you serve in. But you don't go outside of those parameters because you have no authority to go outside of those parameters because God set those parameters because God created men and God gave us rights. And then he gave us laws to protect those rights.
Yeah.
So now you have, like you were talking about, Elena Kagan, right? Okay, so we're gonna try to do some activism. We're going to try to change, you know, what God established. Like you can do that. You only suffer the repercussions of it. I can be a complete idiot, jump out of an airplane and say, I'm going to defy gravity today. Jump out of the airplane? Sure.
Yeah.
You don't hit the ground right away. It takes a little time. But eventually, when you get down closer and closer, you realize, oh, crap, I shouldn't have done that.
Yep.
No different than any other sinner when he faces God on Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Oh, crap, I shouldn't have done that. And we as Americans know, based on the laws that were given to us and the foundation that was given to us, hey, set this up according to God's standard because God's the one who gave us life, God's the one who gave us liberty, and the ability to pursue happiness. Therefore, we don't want to hit the ground trying to defy his laws because we know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy's pretty clear about it. When a nation forsakes God, he'll turn that nation into hell.
It's being manifest today.
And just because it takes time doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It is going to happen.
That's what history is for.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
So we need to get rid of history.
To get rid of corruption, and then we can preserve our republic. And that's a good idea.
Give up our wrongs.
Let's get back to the one that Obama just appointed, who has never a day in her life judged a case. Maybe that's why he probably put her there.
That's exactly why.
I mean, it's like him running the country, and the guy can't even run a candy store.
He's
never
ran a business.
No,
but he's going to run the country.
Well, he knows how to run things into the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty good at that. But again,
that's why he was put there.
Here we are. Back to Kagan. Kagan followed the wishes of campus homosexual organizations within a month of meeting with a Harvard GLBT student group. She was agreeing with their demand to ban military recruiters on campus.
Okay, so those that fight, bleed, and die.
Yeah, yeah. We're at war with them.
Okay.
Well, of course. That's the first thing you do to weaken your nation.
That's right. So you go attack the blood.
That's right.
And make it like it's of none effect.
And you hasten judgment upon your own selves.
Yep.
Unknowingly
and
stupidly.
Yes.
Radical trans activism at Harvard, Kagan's active promotion of the GLBT agenda at Harvard likely accelerated campus environment that was becoming so tolerant of homosexuality and gender confusion that there was a campaign during her tenure to make the campus trans inclusive using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy. Huh. So they're going to talk about homosexual marriage, and there is Elena Kagan, responsible for queerifying Harvard. America, you weren't told about this. I know that. The state-run media works for the people that are attempting to sink their own ship.
That's right.
That they themselves are on. They're just too stupid and blind to figure that out.
Yeah.
And then you have Sotomayor, who just happened to be planted right before the immigration topic it was brought up. You know it as the DREAM Act. Of course, they're not going to call it the illegal immigration.
It's have a dream.
Yes.
The American dream.
We're all immigrants. But there's a difference between those that do it legally and those that do it illegally. Let me go back to the foundation of Harvard, because this is who you are and this is your foundation. The answer to the question set forth is, what is its educational philosophy, speaking of Harvard? Listen to Harvard's two original mottos. Are you ready, friends? For Christ and the Church, for the glory of Christ. Harvard's directives to students that Alina Kagan queerified, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life. John 17:3, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom is the only foundation of all sound, without error, knowledge and learning. The directives at Harvard continue. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his or her proficiency therein. The plaque on the brick wall just outside of Johnson Gate at Harvard Yard states, let's give him some more, Jake. After God had carried us safe to New England, and we builded our houses, provided necessaries for our livelihood, reared convenient places for God's worship, and settled the civil government, one of the next things we longed for and looked for after was to advance learning and perpetuate it to our posterity, dreading to leave an illiterate ministry to the churches when our present ministries shall lie in the dust. And who's doing it? The homosexuals are. And why are the homosexuals doing it? Because the American people are allowing them to do it, all under the guise of the victim status that they play, friends.
Doing the very things that they accuse you of doing. Why? Knowing.
In every sense of the word. That's why they hit hard, because they don't want you looking behind it.
That's
them.
Right. Knowing that they've got to keep you on your heels. But let's just look at this principle of law. When you're a child or you're a younger person and you tell a lie, for example, or you maybe steal something from a store, your conscience already has you a step behind. You get paranoid. You get scared, and fear pursues you until you're reconciled from the wrong that you just did. That's what truth does. The enemy works tactically the same way. Keeps you in fear, keeps you scared to step out until you're reconciled to what? Well, the truth that they offer. And this is so plain to see, because you can back it now with conscience, with the Word of God, and the basis of our country.
And law.
And you'll always see that that is what they attacked first.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So they can create.
That's communism.
And this goes back to the theory of law. What is the purpose of law? To protect. The purpose of law is to protect. So if I can get a hold of the law, then I can use the force that does protect and use it against itself. And that's exactly what they do.
Attempt to do. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live out of Michigan.
Michigan.
Right, cool. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. As George Washington rightly said, he said, deeds, America, not words. Deeds, not words. That's how you exemplify love. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
The Sons of Liberty.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic, because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source, and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.